The Special Investigation Unit's report to Parliament show how SIA directors, employees, contractors and lawyers looted SIA for years. And more scary is that the AG report shows how governance continues to fail at SIA. The SIU Interim's report to the Standing Committee on Public Accounts on 21st of November reads like a horror story of gross and excessive plundering of the once leading state-owned entity, SIA. The SIU investigations implicate former and current SIA officials, former SIA directors, and lawyers and businesses. This is a network of individuals who ignored procurement and company laws, used corrupt contracts and corrupt lawyers, conspired with corrupt businesses, and made off with billions of rands. The SIU has identified 3.4 billion to be recovered. Now, most of the plundering took place under Dudu Mnyeni. Mnyeni, along with her lackeys like Pumezi Nansi and Yaki Kwenana, set out to remove those managers like Cynthia Stimple, Wolf Meyer, Tuliem Sitshe, Sylvain Bosch, and others who got in the way of their plundering spree. In a very short space of time, so much money was looted that the ELA was trashed, even before the blow dealt by COVID-19. That is why SIA sucked up 38.1 billion rand in taxpayer-funded bailouts since April 2018. That is why the airline collapsed, resulting in the retrenchments of thousands of staff and leaving legitimate contractors unpaid. This is the result of inadequate ministers who appointed inadequate, disastrous directors to the SIA board, who in turn appear to have protected and nurtured certain staff members who allowed billions of rand siphoned out of the airline. This is the result of successive parliaments which failed to watch over SIA on behalf of the public for years. ATA, however, commends the SIU for its investigative work.